Hello everyone, welcome to the podcast. This episode was sparked following a conversation I had with someone regarding networking and the possibility that you may meet others within your industry at such events. This got me thinking. When you encounter an individual or business that operates within the same profession as you and your company, how do you look at them? Do you see them as the competition? If you do, I'd like you to try and refocus your mindset. Instead of looking at the person opposite you and thinking they are the enemy, consider these three alternative outlooks. Number one, having seen their work, it actually transpires that you are better than them. So help them by adding value to their business. Number two, having seen their work, it actually transpires that they are better than you. So ask yourself, what can you take away from their operations and practices to improve your business? And number three, having seen their work, it transpires that you are on par with one another. If this is the case, you have two options. You can either battle it out and go head to head to be the better business, or build a relationship and see what you can achieve together. Don't be afraid to share your knowledge. Don't be afraid to ask others to share their knowledge with you. There will be those who continue to keep their processes to themselves, which is fine, if that's what they wish to do. But I'm pretty sure when they become stuck and reach out, others will be less likely to jump in to assist. If you unselfishly provide others with value, when the time comes that you need a little help, you're more likely to have people willing to assist, because they know what they will get back in return will far exceed their output. You may be wondering, as a visual storyteller, why I mention this. I do so because I recognize the photography and videography market is rapidly expanding, with more creative minds stepping forward. As an individual, my creativity will only go so far. I've mentioned before how photography is a lonely business and that the only limitations to the industry rests with your creativity, and I still believe this to be true. I personally would rather work alongside like-minded individuals and continue to be inspired, to continue to create, to be able to continuously be excited by what it is that I'm doing, long after those who fail to recognize the benefits of building relationships and sharing concepts have dried up and their frontal cortex has decided to retire. The bottom line is, which person do you want to be? What type of business are you trying to build? Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you choose to do, however you choose to see others, this is a matter for you. Walk your path. But remember, be creative, be inspired, be you. One last thing before you go. I appreciate time is precious, but could I ask a small favour? It would mean so much to me if you would rate and or review this podcast. My aim is to provide you with bite-sized pieces of information that will motivate and inspire you to go out and be creative. And by doing this small favour, it lets me know that I'm achieving just that. Or not, I suppose it depends on whether you give me one star or five. Regardless, it gives me an indication as to whether I'm succeeding or off the beaten path. You're the best.